We are almost at the end of the octave of Easter. An octave, like all octaves, which is ignored by most Catholics who don't know their face from their feet. But anyway, all these days are like Easter and are to be celebrated, as we see in the liturgy, though we do not have a high mass, as if it were Easter Sunday, until the second Sunday of Easter, which is also called Low Sunday, and now, by command of Jesus, through St. Faustina, Divine Mercy Sunday. Because all of this is of the Divine Mercy. And so today the Church gives us, very appropriately, even though we have two more days to the octave, but as we come to the end of this week, we have the episode in St. Matthew's Gospel when Jesus was about to ascend into heaven. And that which he did before he ascended. He showed them himself, and then he commands them, go out to all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. And of course, there are some, even today, some of them even supposedly Catholics, who do not think that baptism is necessary for salvation. Our Lord most certainly did think so. And so he commands us, till the end of time, to baptize everyone. And of course, anyone who is baptized must have faith. If faith is not part of the equation, there is no validity in the baptism. Now, baptism is one of those sacraments, luckily for us, that even though we may receive it, you know, most of us did. I was baptized on the same day I was born because I was dying. But most of us, obviously, I didn't, as far as I know, I didn't know what was going on. And most people don't. And even adults who are baptized, they come and it's like, you know, oh, this is such a happy day. We're going to have a get-together and a party and gifts and cake, blah, 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 which is not at all necessary. Not at all necessary. And so what's important, what is necessary, is the anointing with a sacred chrism after baptism, and the baptism by the Church, represented by the Pope, a bishop, a priest, or a deacon. And in emergencies, any lay person can baptize. As the water is poured on the head of the person, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. In other words, we are baptized in the three persons of the Trinity. God has revealed himself to us as one God in three persons, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And it is in their name that we are baptized. And so our Lord commands us to do this. And he says, I send you, and I am with you always until the end of time. And so he is here with us, not only in the most holy sacrament of the Eucharist, but also in the virtue of the power of the baptism with which we were baptized. I am with you all days, even unto the end of time. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.